You are listening to BBC Radio Lancashire. The time is approaching 10:30. Now, this week is Children's Mental Health Week, and it's a week which shines a spotlight on the importance of supporting young people's emotional well-being. With rising pressures from social media, academic expectations, global challenges, children today face stress that can impact their mental health from an early age. It's now common to have mentors in colleges and schools, and that includes Preston College here in Lancashire. Well, joining me on the show this morning is the Principal and Chief Executive of Preston College, Simon Nixon, and also Kat Fawcett, who is Director of Learning Support. A very good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Kat. Morning, Simon. Simon, I'll start with you as Principal and Chief Executive of Preston College. In terms of supporting the young people at your college, how important is it that they know that there is support available, you know, should they need it for any mental health concerns?
It's absolutely crucial, and thank you for the opportunity to be involved in this morning. It really is difficult to, I think, overstate the importance of mental health issues within education at the moment. Mental health has always been an aspect of our life here, but I think probably post-COVID, or more precisely post-lockdowns, we've seen a greater number and a different nature of mental health issues and concerns that are facing us. And of course, today's 16, 17-year-olds, who are the people who've started at college this year, they were just starting their secondary education in 2019-20, and they were pretty much straight away sort of sent home, and that isolation that took place. And I think that had a real massive impact on the way that they've had to deal with a whole range of issues which are going on. And, you know, we quite often nowadays are seeing things like people just feeling anxious even just to go into a classroom and engage with other people and with their teachers. And we never used to see that to quite the same extent before. And then add to that social media, which is clearly having an impact.
Yeah.
Their lives are sort of 24 hours a day now in terms of having to deal with issues. And it really just becomes even more important that we are dealing properly with these issues.
Simon, you mentioned there that In terms of the challenges and the issues that, you know, some of your students may face, that has changed. In what way? What differences are you seeing?
I think it is often just about that willingness to even come in. You know, we've all seen that attendance has become much more of an issue than it ever used to be in both schools and colleges. And I think that's often just linked to people feeling that they don't feel that they have the confidence or the ability to go in and properly engage in the classroom in perhaps the way they once did. And those are issues that, to this extent, we never used to see. It's about people just feeling that level of anxiety that is then impacting on the way they live their lives.
And Kat, I'll just come to you now. Kat Fawcett, Director of Learner Support at Preston College. How do you get through to young adults of this age? I've got a 16, nearly 17-year-old. You know, he's at college in his first year. And sometimes they're not the easiest to get through, are they, when you're dealing with young adults of that age?
No, I think part of it is about letting them know that you are there to listen to them and to be with them, and that they're just experiencing things that are typical as part of everyday life. So often maybe for you and your son, the car journey home, where they're not having to look directly at you and have those informal conversations are really helpful. So just letting them know that they're not alone, doing something fun with them. So we have lots of good conversations that start with a game of Uno or Dungeons and Dragons, and it's just about allowing them to relax and feel comfortable before they might start to open up about the things that are really weighing down on their mind.
And Kat, how do you tackle issues like anxiety and apprehension, you know, and sort of reassuring a student that might be struggling that the way they're feeling is valid and it's not a case of pull yourself together, get yourself into college, you know, that sort of thing?
From a college perspective, it starts really on. So we do a lot of work with our year 11s that are going to come to us in September. We'll do lots of visits, lots of get to know yous, meet the tutor events, all kind of things to help that young person feel really comfortable in our new environment. We also have a team of mental health first aiders that operate across the college throughout the week and a wellbeing room. So students can come if they're feeling overwhelmed or they're struggling, just that they feel that they've got a little bit more of a safe nurture place. So it's letting them know about the options and giving them as much kind of information ahead of time. Often that can really reduce an anxiety and helping them plan for the things they're going to experience. We know that some young people really struggle getting on public transport, particularly if it's busy or they've not had to do that to get to school, but they now have to do that as part of college. So some of that is finding a buddy, some of that is practicing the route. All of it is about equipping the young person with the skills to hopefully do it on their own or do it with their friends. But it's just more about informing them and educating them, maybe in a way that we've not needed to do to such in detail before, just to build up their confidence and let them know that the things that they're worried about, they go through everybody's mind. So some of it is normalizing those anxieties and letting them know how they can cope with it in different ways.
It really hit home, actually, Kat, what Simon said about the age of, you know, the students that come into you, because lockdown, it was 5 years ago, wasn't it? And that is an entire, well, it's your 5 years at high school, isn't it? And so I know, you know, students weren't locked down for the entire 5 years, but education was, you know, massively impacted and socialising and all the rest of it. And it's interesting, isn't it, now that you're seeing that shift in, you know, in mental health and the support that's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Our young people do struggle socially. We know in terms of SEND, that's one of the biggest needs that's coming through alongside mental health is that confidence to mix with others. They've kind of been you know, told to be safe and make sure that they're safe. And that's made them understandably a bit cautious about the world around them and unsure. And it's teaching them to make and take safe risks. And that's part of college, isn't it? I'm sure we'll all remember a college experience where they got to adventure and do things that they didn't do, whether that's dye your hair or do flamboyant things, that they're places where you can start to become yourself. But it is about growing in confidence and us showing young people how to do that. But it's something that is definitely a challenge more than ever, really.
Kat, thank you. Just coming back to you finally, Simon, principal and chief executive of Preston College. Do you think we're getting better at talking about these things and, you know, and sort of empowering our young people to do the same?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we have conversations around mental health issues that perhaps, you know, 5, 6 years ago we weren't having to the same extent. And I think there is just that greater level of awareness and the knowledge that there is support available to everybody when they need it the most. And, you know, our mental health first aid team, as an example, that's a relatively new addition to college life. And they make a massive impact. They are really well used by students. They look to them for help and support and guidance. And that's a level of support that we've not had previously, but really is making a difference.
Simon Nixon, Kat Forster, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're more than welcome. Simon Nixon, the Principal and Chief Executive of Preston College, and as well Kat Fawcett there, who is Director of Learner Support. Coming up in about 5 minutes' time, we're talking more about this Children's Mental Health Week, and I will be speaking to the Northwest NSPCC.